The second reading at the liturgy, or rather the first, I mean, is from the Acts of the Apostles, describing the early Christian community. Now, you might say, why would they do that? As you've already noticed, the daily readings are all from the Acts of the Apostles. It's the gospel of the life of Christ continued in the church, the very thing that the Pope is just talking about. You catch a glimpse of the life of Christ in the church. So we have here one of three what are called summary statements, where Luke gathers up the life of the community, which is being lived in the power of the Holy Spirit and in conformity to Christ. And so it goes on, they continued steadfastly in the teaching of the apostles, in the common life, the breaking of bread, and the prayers. Isn't that beautiful? There was a reverent fear in every soul, and many portents and signs took place through the apostles. He's starting to describe this life. There are three what they call summary statements in Acts. I'm going to take some time with this first one particularly, because the church wants us to see what is normal Christian life. First place, it's community. Now, it doesn't have to be a monastic community, but it has to be a community. Somehow. Now, when Joe lives 2 miles that way and Harry lives 4 miles that way, and they come together for the 9 o'clock Mass and go home again, we got to do something about that. That's not community. How do we get Joe and Harry to communicate? They're both thrown off their feet with work, but it has to happen. Because you see, where two or three are gathered, Christ is there. And where Christ is, he is active. The greatest way to bring about the conversion of someone is to bring them to a liturgy that's being celebrated with decently good music, real faith, and real preaching. Christ is alive there. And they pick it up. And they pick it up. And so you see, they continued steadfastly in the teaching of the apostles. And the common life. That's a tikinonia. There's a wonderful phrase of Aristotle. Kina ton philon. It is proper to friends to have everything in common. It doesn't mean just money and houses. It means life, thought, love, everything in common. And, of course, some sort of sharing. Because, as you know, if somebody was broke, the others helped him. I'm privileged to live in a Christian community where that sort of thing happens. Believe me, we are not in the seventh mansion. We're just about getting into the door of the first one. But you see this reality and the presence of Christ, okay? The teaching of the apostles. So, nowadays, that means the whole teaching of the ordinary magisterium and the extraordinary magisterium. Persevere in that. And the common life, kinonia. And then, you see, the classiti tu artu, the breaking of bread, that means the Eucharist. But it also means the meal. And it can mean both. In fact, very often, as you can gather from 1 Cor 11, they came together and had a meal and the Eucharist together. Because Paul, I think we already had this text, we had it for Holy Thursday, I think, lists the sins against the Eucharist. And it is cliques, looking after yourself, and despising the poor. Those are the sins against the Eucharist. If you drink a little water, you know, under the 1 hour limit, you shouldn't do that. But these are the sins. Division. Can you imagine a parish where there's none of this bickering and fighting and people trying to get along? At the center of every one of those parishes that I know, there is 24/7 Eucharistic adoration. Now, I haven't investigated every parish in the world, so I can't say it's infallible, or that's the only way. But I can say wherever I see a parish that's really together, there's 24/7 adoration. You see, the breaking of bread and the prayers. They prayed. They said the Psalms. They're all Jews. So, of course, they sing the Psalms. In Hebrew, of course. Just like they did in the synagogue. They know that. There was fear in every soul. That's my own translation. I don't know what the... I don't have... Yes, I do. Awe came upon everyone. Yeah, that's fine. You know, the... but the word, you see, is... Phobos, fear. What kind of fear? Awe. It's awesome to be in the presence of the Lord. It's awesome to see signs and wonders. I have a friend, dear, dear friend, Father Rick Thomas, who died a couple of years ago. He worked with the poorest of the poor, the people who picked over the garbage heap in Juarez, Mexico, in order to find something to eat and to find something to put on themselves and their children. That's how poor they were. God multiplied food for him. I can't even tell you how many died. 500 times? I don't know. But he also raised the dead. They died because they had malnutrition, because they were... And God raised them back up. So you can imagine there was awe on everybody's part. I mean, this guy can raise the dead, you know. He can't. But God through him can. That's awe. So when you see God act, and that's a very dramatic way, you see, God's really active. He's really real. Okay. Many portents and signs took place through the apostles. All the believers were together, and they had all things in common. Okay? Kina, again, this word. Kinonia, community, kina. I already said this. Kina ton philon, Aristotle. Friends have everything in common. And they were these Neo-Pythagorean and other communities around at the time when Luke is writing this. And he's contrasting them and comparing them with the Christians. Huh? There weren't a lot of them. It's getting like that again, where we're kind of oddball, click, you know. And the key is to keep your heart and your doors wide open. And so, you see, they used to sell their property and possessions and distributed them to everyone as each had need. They took care of each other. I remember once at a very early meeting here in this community, and one of the leaders was describing how we're going to have to find a way. You know, not every household has its own budget from its own income, obviously. This is not one big hump of mail of money, and then it's given out. No. In most of these customers, like my own, everybody makes their own money and spends their own money. But they're sensitive when something's needed somewhere. And in the middle of a conversation like that, one of the men, big fellow, about 6'3", took out his wallet, threw it in the middle of the crowd and said, "I'm in." Which was generous. Money isn't everything. Goods aren't everything. We do have to eat. So they did have a way of sharing that is beyond what we do, either as a parish or as a community. But we still have to be open to this, okay? Day by day, they continued steadfastly in the temple. They went to the temple every day to pray. They're Jews. Jesus went to the temple. Breaking bread at home. Now, does he mean there just meal, or does he mean the Eucharistic meal? Hard to know what he means. Now, but you see, this is all the fruit of the resurrection. That's why, see, this is the resurrected life lived in the church. And so you want to see what the resurrected life looks like? Here. Just look at these Christians. See how they live. They're human. They have fun. They play baseball. They didn't play baseball, but you know what I mean. And they look after one another. Okay. Sharing their food with simplicity of heart, praising God, and having the esteem of all the people. And the Lord was adding to those who were being saved each day, bringing them together, as it were. Epithoalpho. That's a description. There are other descriptions also. As I say, two others, where you have this notion. Now, nobody's claiming that everything was perfect, you remember, right? You know, in this very context, Ananias and Sapphira, who lied, who sold their stuff, kept some money, gave it to the rest of Peter, and said, we sold our house for $35,000, and here it is. When they really sold it for $56,000, and they're keeping some. Then Peter said, look, it was your house. You could have done what you want with it. Nobody making you sell it. But if you're selling it, don't try to lie to God. And you know the story, right? Ananias dropped dead. They're carrying him out. When Sapphira comes in, tells the same story, she drops dead. So everybody got the idea, we better tell this guy the truth. Pretty extreme lesson, but they got it. You see? But it's this is all the fruit of the resurrected life. That's the point I'm trying to make. So I'll just comment on, but here's another summary. Now the company of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that anything of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. They gave their testimony to the resurrection. First, because of the conviction of their heart. If somebody really knows Jesus and knows him risen from the dead, it's not hard to convince somebody else that it really happened. If you have to say, look, I looked it up in the book and this is what it says, well, you know, that's not just powerful. And so this one goes on, you see. We're not a needy person among them. That's an allusion to a text in Deuteronomy. They brought the proceeds later at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to each as any had need. Now, this is Semitic writing, because a little later, Barnabas does it, and he's singled out for doing it. So it doesn't mean that every single person sold their house. I mean, like, suppose there's six children in a house, and one of the spouses is sick. They need that house. So you see, it isn't mathematical, which is very important. And so you see, so what happened? Here's some of the remarks Luke makes. In this one we just read, they had the favor of all the people. Then in chapter 4, much favor was accorded them all. The last one in chapter 5, none of the rest dared join them, but the people praised them. And then the Lord was doing, adding to those who were being saved, and then believers were added by the Lord in increasing numbers, crowds, both of men and women. There's nothing so convincing as people who actually live it.